This is Brad from Whole Lot of Nonsense, and I can tell you that Bob Bickler is neither ordinary nor average, but he is definitely a guy. No, really, I've seen his beard.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Because I'm from Jersey, of course.
So welcome to the future, everybody. Welcome to podcasting.
Almost live from a basement somewhere in central New Jersey.
South Central Wisconsin.
This is the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast.
Well, good day, everyone. How are you? Bob Bickler here with the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast. Coming to you on Tuesday, November 4th, the fourth day of Nabod Pomo. Here from beautiful downtown Wanakee, Wisconsin. Someplace you all wish you could be. How's everybody doing? Hope you've been able to keep up with all the shows through Nabod Pomo. I'm actually having fun this year doing it. Even though some of them aren't real long. In fact, most of them haven't been real long yet. It's just kind of nice to kind of get on here and quick and do something and talk for a couple minutes and, you know, be done with it and get on with the rest of my life. And that's kind of one of the things I'm going to be talking about today is getting on with things. Today, as I'm recording this in the afternoon, which is a rarity for me, but, you know, hey, sometimes you just got to take the opportunities you have. It's election day here in the United States, as I'm sure you all are well aware of, based on the barrage of media, whether it be old media or new media, information and what have you, and even, you know, what you've heard coming from this podcast. And, you know, once you've actually gone out and voted, and I'm assuming you're all actually going out and voting, all you people who listen from the United States, which is the majority of my audience. I mean, I know we have a few fans overseas, whether it be Mike Versteeg or, the fellow in Scotland. I can't think of his name. David? I'm not sure. I forget. Or our friends in Canada or wherever you're listening. But most of our listeners are in the United States. And so assuming you have done your duty and gone out and voted, there's really nothing else for you to do right now. There's really, you know, we're not going to know what happens for quite some time. Because, I mean, we've been through this before, whether it be in 2000, 2004. It takes a while to count all the votes. You know, you think in this modern day, everything being nice and clean and quick and done. But we know in our overly litigious society that it's never done until it's really, really done. Really, really, really done. And that probably won't be for a while. What I've noticed is most people seem to be reacting to this by voting and then getting online and talking about it. And whether it be, you know, they're sending videos to CNN and Twittering about it or blogging about it. Or, I mean, there's 10 million different sites where you can send your voting information to, you know, so people can track how voting is going on across the country. And folks, Here's what you should really be doing. Something that's much more important. Something that's going to have a much greater impact on things. Go about with your normal lives. You've done your duty. You voted. There's nothing else you can do that's going to make a big bit of difference. Go on with your normal lives. Do your job. Take care of your kids. All that other stuff. Forget about sitting there glued to CNN. Forget about sitting there glued to your Twitter. Just do what you normally do. Get it done. Now, if you haven't voted yet, I'm going to come there and kick you in the butt until you go do it. But seriously, I mean, it's just, it's amazing to me how many people will probably sit up all night. I know it's a historic event. I get that. I mean, well, either way, no matter what side wins, you're going to have either the first African-American president or the first female vice president. It's history, without a doubt. But you don't have to be there the second it's proclaimed. It's still going to be history. You're still going to have played your part in it. You don't have to be there listening, watching, Twittering the second it happens. It really, there's no need for it. And I mean, this idea, sorry if you're hearing all these other sounds, it's my watch and my Trio and all these other things going off. But CNN is playing into this. They took a full page ad out on in the New York Times, I think, or the Wall Street Journal, I forget. I happened to be flipping around and stopped on CNN for a second, and they had this whole big long thing about how there, you know, some people are here for history, and we are there for the second before it becomes history. Please, you just don't need to do that. Just go about your normal business. It just drives me crazy. So that's my message for today: is if you voted, thank you. You're doing your service. You've done your job. Now get on with life. Today's song, I wanted to come up with something with an American theme and something that was maybe get you motivated, to get you up and get going and doing something besides just sitting there and, is it official yet? Are there any voting irregularities in South Carolina? So turn up the headphones if you got them on. So you don't, disturb the person working to you in the next cubicle. And rock out to the song, and then go do things. This is James Brown, and Living in America, here on the Ordinary Average Guy podcast. Yes, I do feel good. That is James Brown, Living in America. Until next time, this is Bob Bickler for the Ordinary Average Guy podcast saying see ya.
This podcast is a member of New Media Dad, embarrassing children since July 2008.
Stop talking with your mouth full.
Yes, sir.
Powered by Cast Blaster.